But what's the mission in Brachos? It's also, we say in the Galash of Pesach, but say that. Mishnah says, Omeleza ben Zayah, Harini given Shem Shon, and Lezah Chishit, Shetiyama, Yitzis Mishnah Belega, Sachetosha ben Zayma. Shenema, Lamantiska, Sim Tizchem, Sim Koli Mechayacha. The Pasuk says, the mitzvah of Chishit Mitzrayim, the mitzvah every day to mention, to say, the Indian of Yitzis Mitzrayim, that David should took us out of Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk says, Koli Mechayacha, all the days of your life. Ben Zayim Adashin, the pasuk could have said Yimechiyecha, the days of your life. What does it say? Kol Yimechiyecha. What's the extra word? Kol. Kol coming from Avi Salelis. That not only is the mission of the day, the mission is the not only is the mitzvah of the day, the mitzvah is also at night also. So it's twice every day, once in the day, once at night. If you remember the end of the mission, the Chum say they dash in Yimechiyecha for Anamazeh and Kol Yimechiyecha is Rabbi Simos Mashiach. There'll be a mitzvah even when Mashiach comes to still talk about the previous galus. We'll be talking then about how he got out of this galus, but we'll also be talking then about the previous galus. Every year we say Stakash, but I say the Anachari, why do we pass like Ben Zayim over the Chum? Because according to the Chum, they use the word Kol to teach you Mes Mashiach. So according to the Chum, they don't have the word Kol to teach you Leilis. So according to the Chum, they would say the mitzvah is only in the daytime. And it's also in the Mes Mashiach. And if I can't, according to Ben Zayma, that uses the word kol for leilis, for nighttime, he would not know the halacha that you have to say Mois Mashiach. According to Ben Zayma, we would not be talking about Yitzis Mitzrayim when Mashiach comes. So it's a machoikos. And if you have a machoikos, Ben Zayma lechamim, we have a kal yochad rab malachad rabim. So why is there always this kasha? Why do we pass like Ben Zayma? And recently, there's a yeshur in the Kibbutz Yeshur, if anyone saw it, came out on Mosech Nishmas by Elbazer, Yan Kandorovich, and they have some Torah from him and from a cousin of mine at the Ksav Yad, and he has discussion. And if you look in Kibbutz Yeshur, in Chel Chaf Aleph, on the Tufay and Tess, he has a whole Yichas Tim's discussion. Why is he has discussion? Now, upon him, that's what we partly pass like Ben Zayma, that there's a mitzvah. Yeah, maybe that's the answer. Yeah. It was Ben Zayah and Ben Zayma Kenegel Chum.
Right.
That could be a terrorist also. He's also this discussion? Oh. Okay. But the Ma'aseh Halacha, we pass something like Ben Zayma, that there's a mitzvah of every day and every night. The Gemara says that Chafal and Chomer Aleph said, "Where we mekayim this mitzvah? We mekayim this mitzvah first of all in the third parsha of Kishma, in the Yemin, in the parsha Tzitzis, in the last Pesukim. At the end of the parsha, we say, 'Ani Yisrael Malkechem Shetzis Yischem Eretz Mitzrayim Yischem Nalekim.' That's where we mekayim the mitzvah of Tzitzis Mitzrayim. And the Gemara says you also mekayim it with the Emes Yatsiv and Emes Vemuna. In the Tefillah of the Yatsiv also we mention Tzitzis Mitzrayim, and Vemuna also we mention it." The Magen Avraham in Sim Samach Zayim will say a chiddush that lecher you can be yitzu with Oz Yashi also. When you say Oz Yashi and Pesukim Zimba, you can also be mekayim Tzchis Tzis Mitzrayim. Even though lecher in the shir you're not mentioning Tzchis Mitzrayim itself, but the whole shir was on Tzchis Mitzrayim. Since the shir was on the Yitzi, was on Kriyas Yamsuf, was on the Imin of Tzchis Mitzrayim, you can be yitzu with that. And the Magen Avraham brings like a raya or a mokka for it from the Gemara Brachos Daf Gimel. The Gemara Brachos Daf Gimel Vei says that Maestro Rebbe will go into it soon, the whole Gemara, but basically the Gemara says that you could be Yetzah, the mitzvah of Chis Yis Mitzrayim, by mentioning a halacha which has in it Yis Mitzrayim. And the Gemara... Yigimel Vei. So you could be Yetzah by saying a Shmaitzah, by saying a halacha that has in it the din of Chis Yis, that mentions in it the Indian of Yis Mitzrayim. The time of the Magen Avraham, if you could be Yetzah by mentioning one of the halachas that is the hazan of the Indian of Yetzis Mitzrayim, so Koshkin, if you say the Shira, that the whole Shira was on Yetzis Mitzrayim, Koshkin, you could be Yetzah with that, then you know, Tzchiyus Yetzis Mitzrayim. That's the Magen Avraham. That is, you have to understand a little bit what's Nafkamina of this Magen Avraham. Everyone's saying Krishna anyway, and what's the case? Someone's saying Oz Yashi and not saying Krishna. You have to say Krishna for the mitzvah of Krishna also, besides the mitzvah of Tzchiyus Yetzis Mitzrayim. Maybe you could think of some nafkaminas, but Ramita Sevian, the Magen Avraham is saying that Lamaisa, you are Yetzah with Oz Yashi also. In the Agos Kivega, Shulchan Aruch, on that Magen Avraham, he brings down from his Edom, it's Chosni, Agoyin Ramesha, the Chassam Sofer had a kasha on this Magen Avraham. He because the time for some cipher, the mitzvah of Tisis Mitzrayim is this pasuk, Leman Tisku Yom Tzeischa, that you should remember, you should mention Yom Tzeischa, the day you went out. Time for some cipher, the day you went out of Mitzrayim, Yom Tzeischa was on Tesvav. It was the day they actually went out of Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf was not on Yom Tzeischa, Kriyas Yamsuf was Shvi Yishu Pesach. Kriyas Yamsuf was Chofar of Nissen. Not Tesvav Nissen, it was Chofar of Nissen. It's a mail, parents and say, the mitzvah is the month is Yom Tzeischa. You have to remember the day you went out, which will be Dafka Tesvav. You cannot be Yetzvah by mentioning Kriyas Yamsuf. That's a differentness. That happened a week later. I think maybe Shana, some say this Kasha is that even though maybe you would say that each one is part of Yetzis Mitzrayim, you can mention the day of Kriyas Yamsuf, you can mention the day of Tesvav going out of Mitzrayim. But the Chasam Sofer's time, I think, is then it would have said you made Tzeischa. The Torah would have said Leman Tzeischa, you made Tzeischa. Remember the days that you went out. There's a couple of days. It was B'meshach, a few days going out of Mitzrayim. If you want to look at Kriyas Yamsuf as part of the Yetzis Mitzrayim, then the Torah should have said Leman Tzeischa, you made Tzeischa. The days of going out, the day of Kriyas Yamsuf, the day of Tesvav, all these days. Mention any of these days. Since the Torah just says Leman Tzeischa, Yom Tzeischa, it only mentions Loshen Yochid, not Loshen Rabban. It's only in singular form, not plural. It says a day. That's what some set of time is. If it's only going to be one day, then it means Tesvav. If it would say your May days, then it already could be any of the days. But if it's going to be one day, you're going to pick the day you actually walked out of the border of Mitzrayim, or they walked out of Mitzrayim. You have to mention Yom Tesvav. Men, that's some set of time. On the Magen Avraham, how could you be Yetzu with mentioning Ogeshu, which is only in the Indian of Kiyos Yamsuf? So I was thinking, maybe the, what's the Sakhshan in the Magen Avraham? What's the Teretz? The thing in the Magen Avraham, maybe we say like this. There's a Mishnah at the end of Baruch Hashem, that's in Dalad. The Mishnah says, Haroya Mokam Shanasu Bei Nisim Li Yisrael, Oyem Baruch Shosan Nisim Abbasin Bei Mokam Adzeh. There's a special Baruch Hashem, which is, I don't think we say it too often, but a special Baruch Hashem to say, if you see a place that a nest happened to fly itself, there's another Baruch Hashem to say when a nest happened to someone himself personally, but if a person sees a place that a nest happened to Gans Fly Yisrael, he makes a special Baruch Hashem. And the Gemara asks, Malani Mili, where do we know this from? And the Gemara says, we learn it out from Yisrael, this is Pasha. It says in the Sukhsedra, by Yisrael, when Yisrael met the Yidden in the Midbar, he said, the Yomi Yisrael, Baruch Hashem Shehitzu Eschem Yad Mitzrayim, Yad Parei Shehitzu Esha'am Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim. He made a whole bracha on the nest that Klai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. So you see from Yisrael that when you see a nest happen to Klai Yisrael, you have to make a bracha. Effect of Mashur Akasha, that the Mishnah does say that you don't just make this bracha when you see Klai Yisrael, you make this bracha when you see the place, the Mokam, Shanasa by Ness. And then, effect of Mashur, why did Yisrael make this bracha when he met Klai Yisrael in the Midbar? That wasn't the place where the Ness happened. If you would be by the border of Mitzrayim, where the Ness happened, where the Yidden walked out of Mitzrayim with the Ness, then you can make the bracha. If you'd be in someplace else where the Ness happened, of effect the Mashah, why was Yisrael making this bracha in the Midbar, which was far away from the Makam Hanes? The whole this halacha is to make the bracha dafka if you see the place, the Makam Hanes happen. So the Mashah answers, Zoshin is Yeshleima, the lechem in Midbar b'chal nesat tzolosim Mitzrayim. The whole going in the Midbar was part of the nest of the Tzolosim Mitzrayim. V'rosha mimohem nisi hamon v'adev anani yakoved. And he saw over there also the nisim of the mon, he saw the nest of the bear, and he saw the nest of the Nani Yaakov. That's the Mashah's Teres. But you have to understand this, Mashah. The Yisrael, he did not make a bracha on the man. He didn't make a bracha on the bear. He didn't make a bracha on the Nani Yaakov. His Loshin was, the Pasuk says, Yom Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Shehitzu Aschem, Miad Mitzrayim, Miad Pari, Shehitzu Sa'am, Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim. He said it three times, but the whole bracha was about Yisrael Mitzrayim. He wasn't making a bracha on the other things. So what's the Mashah saying that he's making a bracha on these other nisim of the man and the bear? How do you understand the Mashah? So I think Shana the Mashah is. The Mashah is saying that all these other nisim were needed and were mukhach. You have to have them in order to have the necessary Yisrael Mitzrayim. But there would be no tachlis to have Yisrael Mitzrayim if the Yidden would die after that in the Midbar. There wouldn't be any tachlis to it. There's a main lesson. In order to have the tachlis of Yisrael Mitzrayim to keep the Yidden alive, To keep, you had to have the bear, you had to have the mon. As a main law, when Yisrael was in a place where he saw all these other nisim, that was as though he was in the mokum of the Yisrael Mitzrayim. It's all a hemshech of the nest. It's all one big nest. Like it's like an inyan being a phone, no have a kami ha. If you wouldn't have this, you cannot have that. It's a man that's even considered the mokosh not to be that. As long as he saw the Yidden, they were healthy, they were alive, they were still in the midbar. They had them, the mun was keeping them going. All these things were reflective on the makam hanes. This is all part. It's all one big makam hanes, because this is all part of Yitzis Mitzrayim. This is keeping the Yidden alive. It's all part of Yitzis Mitzrayim. It's amazing. If that's like we'll say this chat, this mashal chiddush, we can find for the Magen Avraham also. You can say that Kriyas Yamsuf is not only a nes for you on Yom Chafalah. It was a reflection back on Yom Tesvav also. Because there would be no tachlis to the Yitzhi in Yom Tesvav if 7 days later Yidden would be killed, or Yidden would be captured again and shot right back. That would, no one would talk about Yom Tesvav. Nothing would be happening. The whole Indian of Yom Tesvav was only remained a nes because of Kriyas Yamsuf. There's a man that comes up, and that's what the Magen Avraham holds. Magen Avraham holds that when you mention Kriyas Yamsuf, you're mentioning Yom Tesvav. Because part of Kriyas Yamsuf was what kept Yom Tesvav to remain a net.
What happened for Kiyas Yamsuf reinforced that day made him going to say that day was a nest.
If not for Kiyas Yamsuf, Yom Tesvav would not be a nest to be remembered. To go out Yom Tesvav and to be killed, to be captured, or to be captured. It's amazing when you mention, you talk about Kiyas Yamsuf, you're really talking about Yom Tesvav. You're talking, that's what Shandam Agana brought. If this stack of shots, we can say we'll come out of chiddush that according to Magen Avraham, not only mentioning Kriyas Yamsuf or Oz Yoshia, you could be Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Mechir, if you mentioned the Nitzim of the Mon and the Bear and the Nekavim, you'd also be Yitzchak of Kriyas Mitzrayim. Because if not for the Mon and the Bear, Yom Tesvav would never have remained the nest. So the person says Pash the Mon, and these psukim in the Torah. It's a bit chiddush. I mean, it's a little bit more removed. At least Kriyas Yamsuf was within a week of his time.
The Kriyas Yamsuf is the same.
It's kasha.
No, it's the end of the Kriyas Yamsuf.
But you have to answer the Mashal's Kasha also on the Mishnah of Yisrael's Bracha. Yisrael made a Bracha and he sees Mitzrayim months later when he saw.
You learn the Koske means if a halach is good, Koske and this is good. I thought the Koske is if you see Mitzrayim is good, Koske and Kriyas Yamsuf, it's Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is the biggest Mitzrayim.
Then you would have to mention the Gemara about the halacha. Just say,
from the Gemara you see, it doesn't have to be daft. It doesn't have to be those words. It doesn't have to be mamish to posit. Once it doesn't have to be a posit, anything that's miram is dinyan is good.
So there is also.
Without the Gemara, you would say it has to be the posit. Once it doesn't have to be, the koshkin is not, this is the big yitzis mitzvah, the yitzis mitzvah. It's the end. It's the.
Okay.
Before Kriyas Yamsuf, they were still running after you. You weren't really out yet. So, I thought that's the coastal.
Okay, maybe. Then the Kiverige, after he brings down the Chemsevus Taina on the Magen Avraham, that it's not Yom Tetzchot, Kiverige says, on these sides he turns them to Hifshon Moshe. It's a Melitza Sloshen, that his Eidim, the Chemsevus, is right for a different reason. Then the head of Yisrael, the Medish Moshe Abba, Pasha Chafei, is the Zeng Shainam, Shana Rabbeinu, Akaria Shema Tzuch Lahatzki Kriyas Yamsuf, and Makas Bechayus, Benas Viyatzuf. The Medish says that to be Yitzah, the Medrash says the lashon of Kishma, but Chayyim the Medrash does not mean the mitzvah of Kishma. Chayyim the Medrash means the mitzvah of Kriyas Mitzrayim. The Medrash says you have to mention Kriyas Yamsuf and Makas Bechayus. V'imli Oma Makas Bechayus liyotza. And the Medrash repeats if you don't mention Makas Bechayus, you're not Yitzah the mitzvah of Kriyas Mitzrayim. Is a mela. This is a chayyim kivegas. It's the second kasha on the Magen Avraham. How can the Magen Avraham say Yitzah with Az Yashia? Az Yashia is the Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf. is a shiurim kizem, but you're not mentioning makas b'chayrus. So that's another reason why you would not be yetzur as yashirlam. Now, the Kveg is asking this on the Magen Avraham, but b'chayrus is only kasha on us also. How are we yetzur? If we yetzur with the last sukkim of Kishma, of an yishem alkechem shetzis yitzchem yetzur tzayim, yitzur chen alakim, where do we say makas b'chayrus? So where do we say kiyus yamsa? The Teretz is, we say it by v'yatzev, v'yemes v'yatzev v'yemes v'muna. We say these yonim, and then it's v'yem v'yatzev. We say it's v'chayim v'yatzev, v'yem v'yatzev. We say these are shenis. But it'll come out, a mode of chiddush according to this for Kivega. Kivega is saying this for halacha, that to be yetzah, the mitzvah, chisis mitzvahim, you have to also mention yetzah, not only with the psukim at the end of Krishma, yetzah also with the words of mentioning makas b'chayis, and kiyus yamsev, and emes v'yatzev. And chayit is there's not enough kaminas in it. One enough kamin would be we all mark with a mitzvah kavana. The Shachnar says this by Hilchos Krishma, some samach that by the raisis for sure we machme like the mandam of the mitzvah kavana. You have to be mechavin when to be yetzah. So chayit, when you say these words, the emes v'yatzev, you should be mechavin to be yetzah the mitzvah of chisis mitzrayim. A lot of siddurim have instructions on the side. They say by the words of Ani Yisham Alkechem, at the end of Krishma, Yishu Mechavin for the Mitzvah Schis in Mitzrayim. Avon Chere, Yishu have to be Mechavin by it also.
If you learn everything, like you're learning the gifts of the Yishu,
it's not a guy, it's not a guy, there seems to be something missing over there. If you look at that guy, and if you look at the new print, they have different gifts. They fix it up a little bit. It's missing words. It seems to be missing words. There's a toisa tefus over there. I do have it. Yeah, I do have it.
You know, if you read it, it's very geschmackful.
Yeah, they actually. I saw on the new print. They fix up a little bit, but it's still a little bit unclear to me because it sounds like he's just bringing right into some sefer, and the way we're learning, Kivik is just missing a whole sefer kashon the Magen Avraham.
Right, but you know, the new gears it's right.
Okay. Uh-huh. You learned this before there was a drill. Yeah. I see, it's again, I think he just meant it's like the Sam Sefer, you're not used to those Yashi. That's the only thing you see in it. Do you see more there?
Yes.
You see more there?
Yes.
Okay, I have to look a little closer. For Al-Kapon, I just want to point out, again, this Indian that the Kivega is telling us the Chiddush Halacha, which people don't think about, that you use the mitzvah deraita of Schiris, it's what I'm saying, by mentioning Max Bacharis also, you have to mention it. There's a few nafkaminas. One nafkamina would be, let's say, you know, if someone is going to daven a little bit later, like a lot of times, Kamayda B'Shabbos, we daven Shabbos over here in this minion. They tried to make Bechas Krishma by the second Zman Krishma. But the Olam is Makvid by the Reis, and then the Reis to the Yetzir Krishma by the first Zman Krishma. So what most people do is they say Krishma before davening. So Krishma before davening to be Yetzir Krishma Bezmana before the second Zman. But most people don't say the Yatsiv before davening. So in the Chayr, if you want to be Yetzir the mitzvah of Tchis Mitzrayim by Zman Krishma, you would have to say the Yatsiv also, or at least say Krishma and also say the words, it's Bechareim Harakta V'Yatsiv Bekata. Say that also before Zman Krishma. But then it says, you have to know, it's really a Shagasai. The whole Shagasai is a Minyud, where he says the Shaila, is the mitzvah of Tzchi Yisitzis Mitzvayim Tomi in Zman Krishma, or is that a mitzvah for the whole day? Is that also Tomi in Zman Krishma or not? So first, the Shagasai wants to bring a Raya that yes. That the mitzvah of Tzchis Mitzrayim is also told me as Zman Krishma.
Especially
from the Rashi, right? Oh, wow. Yeah, he wants to be right from that whole Gemara, the Gemara itself. The Gemara in Baruch Atah, Yom HaBeis, is a Maaseh that Rebbe. Yeah, that's also me. I won't get that. That's going to be another problem also at night. But for first, let's talk about in the morning. In the morning, it's also the Santa Shaila. The mitzvah of Tzchis Mitzrayim, is that told me as Zman Krishma? Do you have to do as Zman Krishma? We know it's the first 3 hours of the day. B'shach B'cha, we once learned this whole Indian a couple of months ago. That from B'shach B'cha, from B'kumecha, B'zman Kimis Malachim, the Mardashin, the time when Malachim get up is the first quarter of the day, which would be Berach, the first 3 hours. That's when the Mitzvah Kishma is. So what about the Mitzvah of Chis Chis Mitzrayim? Is that also totally in the first 3 hours of the day? Or is that the whole day? So Shagasai first brings a Raya and Chayim from the Gemara Baruch HaSafi Gimel, on base. The Gemara says that Rebbe used to start learning with Tambiz and Fatogs. Fatogs is, you see already from the Zman Rebbe, before the day started, they would start learning very early, and before even, it was too early to even say Krishma. And Meshagi is man Krishma. When it came time for Krishma, Rebbe would stop. And he'd be, the Gemara says, Rimavi Yodav Aponav, he put his hands on his face. And he'd be Makab Ol Malch Shemayim. And the Rashi explains, he would say the first Pasuk. And the way the Gemara explains is, Rebbe held that only the first Pasuk of Shema Yisrael is the Reif. It's Machoik in the Gemara. There seems to be 3 days. One day in the Gemara is that only the first pasuk is the Raisa. The other day is the whole first Pasha with the Ahafta is the Raisa. And the other day is the Ahafta and Bahoyim, Shemoya. The first two Pashas are the Raisa Krishma. And the third Pasha of the Yoma is Zachar, not part of Krishma. Zachar is the Din the Raisa of Tzchis Tzis Mitzrayim. That's why we say it. But Agaponim, really, you used to be Machbid.
If he held that the Raisa wouldn't be Shaias the Gemara, that he held that.
I guess not. He didn't use that for himself. He didn't use those
attire. Because
he did say Krishma later on. I think you have to know what the Gemara is talking about also. He is my Krishma, Chur means the beginning is my Krishma. Not the end is my Krishma. And later on, Rebbe did daven. Chur doesn't say Rebbe didn't daven. Chur, Rebbe daven the whole nusach of Birchas Krishma and everything. But he was in the middle of learning. There was just when it came to Man Krishma, he didn't want to stop the whole shiur of learning. So the Gemara says all he would say was Vimavi Yodav Apanav. He would cover his face, which gather the person can talk about. They say it doesn't mean his face; it means his eyes. And that's the Rinoi. And they also say Mavi Yodav is Lav Dafka. Yodav is Lashon Rabim. It sounds like both hands. And the person will bring down that it's Yad Yamin. It's really only one hand, Yad Yamin, even though the Gemara does the Yodav of the Rekabrach and the Shari Tshuva and the Behetiv. And the Magen Avraham talks about it also, they say it's one hand, it's Yad Yamin. And he would say the first Pasuk of Krishma. And then the Gemara says, V'hoi Mahad Rebbe Yashmaitza the Ispa Yitzis Mitzrayim. Then Rebbe would look to say a halacha, which has not been in Yitzis Mitzrayim, because they're going to haski Yitzis Mitzrayim b'zmana. In order to say, the Indian, to be Yitzis the Mitzvah, Yitzis Mitzrayim b'zmana. So this is what the Magen Avraham brought down before. The first chiddush is that for the mitzvah of Tzchis Tzis Mitzrayim, you don't have to say any psukim, you don't have to say even any words in the Torah. It's enough to say even a halacha. You say a halacha, which has in it any of Tzchis Mitzrayim yaitza. But the Gemara does say that Rebbe was machbid to say the first pasuk Krishna was mana and Tzchis Mitzrayim was mana. So mashma from here that the din of Tzchis Tzis Mitzrayim is also telling his man Krishna. That's the Shagasai's Raya. But then the Shagasai says, it can't be. Because there's no svara to say that the mitzvah of Tzchis Tzis Mitzrayim should be told in Zman Krishma. The whole idea of Zman Krishma is a whole different pasha. So it's a pasha, it's possible in the Torah of Shach B'chav B'kamecha. There's a mitzvah of Krishma at night, Shach B'chav, when you go to sleep. And there's a mitzvah of Krishma B'kamecha when you get up. And Chazal Dashin of B'kamecha is Zman Kima. Krishma is a din of Zman Kima. But what's that? The Tzchis Tzis Mitzrayim is really an independent halacha. We like to think of it as part of Krishma. It's really not. It's a whole separate halacha. It's not really part of Krishma. We'll see soon. It may have some shaykhs, but in Chariot, it's not really part of Krishma. It's a whole separate halacha. And it's going up from a different pasuk, the Mantiska Yem Seischa. It's a Mela, and it's going down from Kol Yimei Chayecha. From Kol Yimei Chayecha Yamim. The Kol, the Rabbi Saleles. So Yimei Chayecha Yamim, Tainet Achsam Seifa, is this mitzvah is a mitzvah b'yoyim. If it's a mitzvah b'yoyim, the Chariot mitzvah is the whole day. There's no reason why you can't do it in the afternoon or later at night. There's no svara why Tzchis Tzis Mitzrayim should be telling his mankim in the morning. So what do you do with that Gemara in Brachas? That Rebbe seems to be marked to do with Bizmana, Bizman Krishma. So Zog Shagasaya, that the text is it's a kfiyas from Chazal. He doesn't even call it a dindra bonnet. He calls it more a kfiyas dindra bonnet. Chazal or kebeya, the gemaisa, when are we making this mitzvah of Tzchis Tzis Mitzrayim? Chazal or kebeya, in they connected with the Krishma. It's all from the Ashik Nesagdan and the Masada the Siddha and the way Chazal or Masada the mitzvahs. We should say the first two pashas of Krishma, either the second pashas of the Rabbanan or the Raisa. We say, and then you should say, so Chazal said, maybe this is the place to make this mitzvah. And the Chamami, you could do it anytime. You could do it by Mincha also. Chazal could have put it by Mincha, but they didn't. They put it in Shachris, they attached it to Krishma. After they cast, people look at all three, we even call it all three passions of Krishma. And since, you see, Chazal, Rebbe did not want to go change that minig, or whatever. It's more than a minig, that kviyas of Chazal. And therefore, Rebbe tried to do it, and that's mine also.
But disagreeing with Rashi
concept.
No, and I think that's what Rashi is saying. And that, now it's very good. That's what Rashi is saying, right? This is my dick. Oh, he does say it? Oh, I see, that's all good. Oh, you're right, I'm sorry, it's Fish was mine, right. Fandishman Rashi, Rashi washed himself on Nunshin Mem Resh. Right. Rashi says Fish was mine, it's not good, you're right, Shakasai does say it. Rashi, and that came on Brochus, where it says that Rebbe wanted to say, Kedeng Ahavsky, Tis Mitzrayim Bizman, as a Grashi, Bizman, Bizman Krishma. It wasn't the Zman of Tis Mitzrayim, of the midst of Tis Mitzrayim, because the Zman of Tis Mitzrayim could be all day. He just wanted to do it by the Zman of Krishma, because Tazar would Kedeng to do the Mitzrayim then. It's a Mingla, there's a Malyus, I won't even call it Dindra Bonan, but there's a The basic kviyas of where Chazal told us to do the mitzvah was by Zman Krishma. Zmena for us to do the mitzvah of Chisus Sayim, Zman Krishma, you do have a mile. You have the mile of doing it the way Chazal wa kevei it. Oh, so Zmena bin Agea, our Shem, we're talking about on the Shabbos morning, someone's davening a little bit late, and he says Krishma before davening to say Krishma Zmana, L'chaya, he should be want to be behind the mitzvah of Chisus Sayim, also the Zmana, to this Indian. To this Maila, to do it the way Chazal wa Kaveya. Chazal made the kviyas. You see, even Rebbe wanted to do it.
What was Chazal Kaveya? Which means, what should be together?
Together, I think. I think
so
together.
He always, Raya, he said Shema, he said the halacha, but it's much more said it within his mind. It's much more his mind.
Yeah, I thought.
It's not together.
Okay, maybe it's his mind, but you see, if you look at the Shagasai also, it's not clear. He's not saying that it's a Dindra Banan either. Like I said, it's a mile. It's a mile. That's the way Chazal wa Kaveya it, and that's a Rebbe's makban. So Rebbe's makban on it, and even you know, changed the shear. Yeah, he brings that from when we shame also. The row also is makban that way.
So for that mile, the second
zman would be good. For that mile, you can make it with the second zman. Guys over here, I think they miss the second zman also very often. They sometimes catch it right by the minute. So you shouldn't be semich on catching the second zman. You really have to take kishrim before. For davening, and if you want to, and this mainly should want to be yitzah, then you know of chisus mitzrayim also before davening. But the real nafkamin, and this is as Ramey was saying before, the real nafkamin will be Friday night, will be at night. If you ever daven mayav early, which people do very often Friday night, and then they want to, and it's too early for krishma. I when I was a kid, I said I was zeicher davening up by this big, there's a chasher rav in Brooklyn, the Basha Zimmerman. And he used to always, a whole year, he would call out the English Salino of Alajai Pashas of Krishma after they get back home. Because he felt every Friday night we always daven before Tzeis for sure, before Tzeis, before 72 for sure. But you should be, you should say about Krishma.
He
didn't say, but this is my R, this is what I want to say. So the Maisa, people that daven Maiv early and later they want to be Makai in the midst of Krishma. And they say over the Seva Krishma, you have to do the mitzvah of Shri Mitzrayim also. Because the mitzvah of Shri Mitzrayim is by day and by night. We pass like Ben Zayma. There's a mitzvah in the day, there's a mitzvah by night. So in the day you have to do it properly, and at night you have to do it properly. So according to Kiveg, who's bringing down this Medrash Halacha, that part of Chisus Mitzrayim is to mention Makas B'chayrus. So then it says, we get to every night by Bemuna. In davening in Maya, Bemuna, we mention Makas B'chayrus, and we mention also Kiyus Yamsuf. But if you're davening early, and you want to do the mitzvahs again afterwards, B'chayrus, you should have to say Krishma, you should have to say, also say the words of B'chayrus, Merak, to Yamsuf, Bakata. Every Friday night, when you say over Krishma, you should have to say those words. Or any time you dive in Maiv early, you write like the Gemara Brachas, Shabbos, it's the Gemara that used to dive in Maiv early. But Krishma, they would say over at night. So, but not only Krishma you have to say over, you have to say over also the Mitzvah Chizus Mitzrayim. And according to the Kiveg, you should have to say over also, mention Makas B'chayrus and Kiyus Yamsuf. And no one does that. I tell you, I started Lina doing it. That whenever I say over Krishma, I say it's B'chayim Rak Tov Yamsuf Bagata Agav. My Mishpachos Minig, and it's in the Siddur Rav, is that by Krishma Amita we say all three Parshas Krishma, which is a very good habit for many reasons. We say all three Parshas. It's good, you know, we say all three. But if you want to be Yetzer, then
Tzius Mitzrayim, we have this Mardika Chiddush. If you want to be into this Medrash, you would have to say also the Indian mentions Bechere Merakta, Yamsa Bekata, mentions the Indian Makat Bechere, Tzius Yamsa. This Medrash that the Kivyega brings down, I saw in one of the Tzarim from that they quote from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that he said it's not only a Medrash here, he says it's the Yishalmi. Mahedram came to somebody, he says it's Yishami, and it's also in Medrash in the second place. And the Tur brings that also. Says, you know, the Tur also brings down the B'Shem Yishami. It's not the Kriyeh brings from Medrash, and the Tur himself brings it down from Yishami. Then you have to mention Makas Bechayas. So it's not only the Kivegas, it's the Tur also. So, no one does it. I mean, I don't want to go say halacha, but that will be an Indian to mention whenever you want to be Mekayim, Swiss,
you don't
have
Makas 72 on that.
Why not? If it's all the rights, why not? For the rights, then. Right. Before Zman Kishma in the morning and before the end of Zman Kishma in the morning and at night, you have to say it. Agav, on the Shagat Ayah is Shaila, if the Mitzvah Chisis Mitzrayim is of the day, is that a whole day? Is that telling you Zman Kishma? I was thinking, you know, that there's a famous klal, the Mishnah says, Megillah Dabchof in the days, say, HaKlal, Dovash Mitzvah Sibiyayim Kashakol Yayim. If the etzmus mitzvah in the yom, it should be kasha kol yom. But the di, when the chayyik have a di, from the rest of the mishnah, the mishnah gives a whole list of mitzvahs that were done a whole day. The mishnah says kol yom kasha kriyas megillah and kriyas halal. Whenever there's a mitzvah halal, it's a whole day. It's kriyas shayfin and it's kriyas slungiv. We're going to sing a musafin, the musafin, the bidei haparim, the bidei amaisa, the bidei mekipurim, the smichin, the shchita, the tufin, the agashav mitzvah, the tzar, the malika. The mishnah gives a whole list, more mitzvahs. The Mishnah does not say Tchiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim. If Tchiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim would be totally in the day, and it would be a whole day, how come it's not in that Mishnah Megillah? The Mishnah Megillah is the whole list of mitzvahs that are mutter the whole day, that kasha to the whole day. How come it doesn't mention this mitzvah? Had another kasha, the Mishnah doesn't say the mitzvah of tefillin. The Mishnah doesn't say the mitzvah of Talmud Torah either, but that's not shver, because Talmud Torah is by day and by night. The Gitzi by yom b'layla. So day and by night. And this Mishnah is first giving a whole list. If you look in the Mishnah Megillah, Daf Chaf and Beis, gives a whole list of mitzvahs that are a whole day, then it gives a list of the mitzvahs that are a whole night. Talmud Torah is not on either list because Talmud Torah is not in the day and night. It's both. It's the day and the night. But why doesn't the Mishnah say Tefillin? Tefillin is a whole day. The Teretz is, I think, Pashat, that the Mishnah is saying mitzvahs that you can Mekayim one time, any time during the day. Tefillin is really a mitzvah you can do the whole day. Then it can be kind of the mitzvah nimshach. You can always. That's why it's not going to list mitzvahs that you can do a whole day. It's listing mitzvahs that you can mekayim one time, any time you want during the day. That's why tefillin is not there. But why doesn't it say tchiyas yetzias mitzrayim? Tchiyas yetzias mitzrayim you can mekayim any time during the day according to Shagat Ayah. So maybe the teretz is because there is a fart in Indian drabbanon to do with Zman Kishma, the way the Shagat Ayah says, if we won't call a chiv drabbanon, a kviyas drabbanon, a mayla drabbanon. A minor they want to do it together with Kishma. That's the way Chazawa Kedeyed. And even Rebbe was marking on that. That could be a test for that. According to this Chiddush, this Medrash, gives me down Halacha, because then for Tosis Kash and Brachas, Amaralach. The Gemara says over there, Safak Kari Emes V'yatziv, Chayzim Mishum Safak Derayf. The Gemara says, a person's Mesubik, if he said Emes V'yatziv, he has to say it over. Because the Savak Derei Sol Chumra, and in Emes V'yatziv, you have to say the mitzvah of Chayzim Mishum Zayim. So if I taste the Kasha, the Mishnah, the Gemara sounds like you're only Mesubik if you said Emes V'yatziv, but you're not Mesubik if you said Krishma. Krishma you did say. So if I taste it, if you said Krishma, you were also Yaitza, the mitzvah of Chayzim Mishum with the last few psukim. So what's the Gemara making a whole Eitzik that if you naturally said Emes V'yatziv, the Savak Derei Sol Chumra, Savak Derei Sol about the mitzvah of Tchiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim, Macharei Yiri Yetzia, with the Pesukim at the end of Vayema. So this is a few Tirutzim. This one's to say that it's Lav Dachman. The Gemara said Sofakar Emes V'yatziv. It means Sofakar Pashat Tzitzis Emes V'yatziv. It was Sofak on the whole thing. If you said the Pashat Tzitzis, then Emes V'yatziv. But that's the Chesh of Adayich. It's not Mashmet Agdam.
It does make difference.
Right, because the cash is not. Okay. Well, nice. According to this kiveg, according to this measure, if em ketesis the cash is very posh. That sofiker emes biatsin is tak sofik if you yetsis chiesis mitzayim because you didn't say makas becharis and you didn't say kiyus yamsuf. So even if you said the yem, but that's what the gemara means. So the gemara should finish the right to the measure of a tesis cash. The advice is not like the kiveg.
No, that's the way they change the kiveg.
You're busy with that other gift, right? That's the other gift. Okay. There's a few more things we have to speak about. I'm thinking also on the Ramah and Arachayim, Simon Samachvav, Satyud. It's a very different Indian, but maybe another time. I guess, yeah.